Hi, my name is Caroline Klein. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from codependency in romantic relationships, body image, and control. Hey, guys. I grew up in a small town in northern Michigan, where I lived until age 4, with my mom, dad, and 2 little brothers. Unlike the majority of y'all, I grew up Catholic, as did my parents, although my dad's faith did not compare to my mother's. She was the spiritual root of our family. She was the one who made sure we prayed before bed and woke up for church on Sunday mornings. I believed in God because my mom did, and I looked up to her. A few years after we moved to Dallas, my mom's mental illness got the best of her, and she committed suicide when I was 8 years old. I didn't understand why and was confused on how a God who loves me so much would take my own mother out of the picture. After the spiritual root of our family was gone, our faith died. We stopped going to church, and my belief in God completely changed. Now I just had to find a way to get through this thing called life on my own because I believe that was all God had left me with, the loneliness and emptiness of being a motherless daughter. In 6th grade, I had a friend who invited me to small group. Looking back, I went more as a social event. It really just caused more confusion because I couldn't see how my mother's death could correlate to being recklessly loved by Jesus. Junior high rolled around, and I was going in blindly. I called myself a Christian because I believed in him, but I didn't understand the concept of what it meant to live for him. All I cared about was approval from friends and attention from boys. I gossiped about anyone to fit in while ignoring the consequences. I wasn't a trustworthy friend and was only looking out for myself. I tolerated being used, manipulated, and mistreated by multiple guys because I believed that was what I deserved. I relied on the attention from boys because it distracted me from acknowledging the absence of a motherly love I longed for. When I entered high school, I knew I was lost. I didn't have the control and contentment I sought for in boys and toxic friendships. Right as high school started, I watched friends fall into a lifestyle of alcohol, vaping, and drugs. These things split us apart because I knew I couldn't be surrounded by it. As a result, I felt completely alone, and I had no other friends to turn to because I had mistreated all of the other friends I had. I was mad at God again for leaving me alone, but I slowly started to realize that he was giving me the chance to run to him instead. I journaled every day for months, talking to God, asking him questions of who he is, why he chose me, and what I can do to be more like him. I was given the time to open my Bible and talk with my small group leaders about what it means to live full out for God. It was in those months that my faith was established. That was when I realized God's purpose for my mom's passing. It wasn't to cause me pain and abandon me, but rather to draw me closer to him and put amazing people in my life to point me towards him. Before Region, I still found myself running. I was running from confrontation of my past sins and believed that confessing those sins to God was enough. I tucked those past hurts in the back of my heart and I wouldn't let them rise to the surface. I defined myself and my worth based off of how my body looked, getting perfect ACT scores, and if I was going to be asked to the next school dance. All of these things led to constant disappointment, which turned into my view of myself. I knew and believed that God could free me from this, but was too stubborn to fully surrender my life to him. After hearing about 2 of my friends' Region experiences and Corona taking all of the control I thought I had, I knew it was time to stop running. I came to Region not just to be reminded, but to believe that what God says about me is true, that he won't let me fall, that he made me intricately, and that I'm never too far gone for him. He took my broken heart and transformed it into one that loves him every second of every day because I believe that's how he feels about me. If I could talk to someone like me, I would tell them to not hold anything back in these next few weeks. I found healing from situations in my past I thought I'd never be able to escape from. So many people you know, are struggling with the same things you are, and your vulnerability may give them the confidence to open up to. I can promise you that confessing these struggles to one another is a critical and radical step towards healing that changed my life forever. Thank you.